Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Think about all the millions of plastic gloves and aprons that are thrown away every day by restaurants, hospitals, clean rooms and other users of personal protective equipment. My next guest is an Irish startup which sells fully compostable PPE as well as offering a service to anaerobically digest food waste on site. Mary O'Riordan from Happy Earth, and that's H-A-P-P-E, Earth, which has been shortlisted and even has won last night the Sustainability Award for the RDS Foundation. Is that right? You won it?
We did indeed.
Congratulations. you don't seem very hungover.
No, I was very, very careful with the early start today.
Okay, well, listen, tell us a little bit more about what H-A-P-P-E does.
So, my background is in medicine and I spent many years looking at infectious diseases and also looking at PPE. And then my cousin Lisa, who's a really creative spark, said, what are we doing? This is after COVID now. What are we doing with all that plastic, single-use plastic and PPE? And then, of course, we brought my brother into it as well because it's a family affair. And he said, well, why can't we create it out of something else as well? And Lisa said, well, could it be compostable? So it's that collective sort of thought process, me with the medicine, them with the business and the mechanical engineering side, and we created Happy Earth.
Yeah, let's see. It is one thing to sit around the Christmas dinner table and come up with some lovely ideas. It's another thing to put into practice. So where did you know you'd be able to find compostable PPE stuff?
Well, my brother was running and he got inspiration from agriculture. And that's the name, you see. It's Health Agriculture PPE. Mm. And because we believe with the circular economy, that's the awards last night, it was the Circular Business Awards. Mm. And we had won that emerging and new business. And we said, it's that collaboration of different groups coming together. So we drew inspiration. We said, can't agriculture assist healthcare? And then we thought, absolutely. And we went, and you're right, it is difficult to execute when you have an idea. Mm. But my contacts in healthcare helped to actually, it was Health Innovation Hub Ireland helped us to get, first of all, the aprons on staff in hospitals and kindly in the South Infirmary in Cork. They trialled them. They went down a dream. But then the question was, well, we incinerate anyway, so what's the point?
Yeah.
And we had to take that on board.
Yeah.
And we thought, okay, well, we have food waste in hospitals. Could we not take PPE that's compostable with the food waste and put it in an on-site medicalized biodigester to create fertilizer? And it seemed like a dream a couple of years ago, but we worked with UCC in Tagusk and we actually thought, and Harp Renewables in Meath, and we came up with this wonderful circular solution to both food waste and PPE.
Now, the anaerobic digestion facilities that I've visited, first of all, they stink. And second of all, they're huge. So you've obviously come up with some sort of solution which is not huge or stinky.
Exactly. They're really important points. Ours is actually a closed vessel on-site aerobic digester, actually. And it's we work with Harp Renewables, who actually have been in the space for a long time. But we had to medicalize it so that you wouldn't have any risk of infectious disease when it goes through the digester. So then we worked with UCC to come up with another type of process that helped decontaminate it. And it's about the size of a chest freezer for a smaller unit. And you reduce your waste by 70%.
For younger listeners, a chest freezer is... is it like a large fridge on its back?
On it, exactly. And so it's not, it's this other idea of it being huge. We had to make it smaller because it has to fit on a very tight space in hospitals.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you put in all the food waste, and remember, hospitals will be making tons of food every single week. And what comes out on the other end?
So it's this beautiful kind of coffee ground, non-smelly, by the way, fertilizer. It's like a dark soil and it's really high in nitrogen, nitrogen rich. It's also pathogen safe. And you can use that then for either horticulture or for to go on for another process in anaerobic digestion, as you said earlier, to create a biofuel. And we're still working with UCC and looking through all of that to see what is the nutrient.
Something that could be burned or put in a car, perhaps?
Well, indeed, that's the aim at the end of its life cycle, to be able to say, wouldn't it be fabulous if hospital workers knew that if they segregated their waste and they put their food waste in, that they could actually then create a biofuel? And then you could say, all my effort here, segregating the waste that I've put the time in as a busy healthcare worker, you could translate it to actually kilojoules of energy. And they would know that.
That would be a win-win for everyone. Yeah. In terms of where you make the stuff, at the moment, do you make it in Ireland?
So we have, our digesters are in Ireland. We have our dashboard and our platform is built by a brilliant company called Build in Belfast. So it's all Ireland approach. But also we're getting our PPE currently from Europe, from Portugal. But we want to bring that manufacturing back home also.
Oh, okay.
We believe in that's that circular thing.
So if there's anyone out there who think they might be able to make this compostable PPE, get in touch with Mary. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we'd be hoping to look at that ourselves too. And yeah.
And you've just started. You've only got three staff or whatever it is. How do you ramp up though?
Yeah.
Because you need a fair bit of experienced talent.
You do. And it's a pretty specific area. Mm. But I suppose we have, that's the thing about startup, you're adaptable, you're flexible. We have many skills in-house already, but we also look outside. For example, the companies we work with in Ireland, they all bring their own talent. So that's the collaborative approach. And I think that's the future of business, really, to sort of build communities. And last night was an example of that, actually.
And will you be able to ramp up and make literally hundreds of millions of, you know, aprons and hair nets and whatever?
Well, that's the that's the dream. And that's, I suppose, you'd need investment for that too. And we've had the likes of Enterprise Ireland come on board with us fantastically. And I suppose in that sense, you do it bit by bit. We say we're a product, but also we're a services-based business model.
Yeah.
So we can do...
We've mentioned hospitals, but also for restaurant chains. Yeah. When you think about it, sometimes they use a different pair of gloves for every single sandwich that they make.
And hairnets, if you think of that. And see, a lot of these PPE items are totally forgotten. They're literally thrown away. Nobody has kind of a sense that they are a value. And we're saying they are absolutely a value. And if you think globally across the world, all the industries, semiconductor, pharma industry, med tech, all use clean room PPE. There are billions of this stuff going into the planet every day.
And what about the service side of your business in terms of maybe collecting the PPE from people and then you dealing with the compost?
Well, this is that's the sort of model. So we basically apply in the service where we say to them, here, we'll bring you product, we'll put our digesters there, we'll take the fertilizer away and we'll be able to monitor all of that. So you're absolutely assured that all your efforts are accounted for. And we'll tell you if the fertilizer contaminated because you've put something incorrect at the front end. We'll tell you it's shared pain.
Like a bottle of glass.
This is it. It's a shared pain, shared gain model. We say it's all about your effort is rewarded, but we'll also tell you if you've fallen off the wagon, as it were, you know.
So, and wrap you on the knuckles. And Mary, congratulations once again.
Thank
that
so
is
much.
Mary O'Riordan from HAPPE Earth, compostable medical devices, and also for clean room and restaurants.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.